This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Hello and welcome along. Sunday evening, just gone 6 o'clock, and it's Sam and Lucy with you here on FUBAR Radio. Been gone for 2 whole weeks, no shows for 2 weeks. One was Lucy's fault, one was mine. I'll put my hands up loose. My fault last week, but we are back and we have got a big one for you today. Lots of catching up to do, lots of great new music to play, and loads of nonsense as well. Obviously, that's what we do best. Lucy, I think we best start with just catching up. We haven't seen each other, as I say, for 2 whole weeks. Well, 3 weeks, effectively,
yeah.
So it means, I mean, in your life particularly, a lot happens in 3 weeks. That's normally like, I don't know, 4 jobs, 10 boys, and at least 6 curries.
Oh, I ate 8 curries.
8 curries? You've done 8 curries in the last 3 weeks. That is good going.
Thanks.
I think I've done 2.
Is that it?
Yeah, but that's because my birthday week, isn't it?
No, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's Sam's birthday on Thursday.
Thursday. 22 on Thursday.
The big 2-2.
Right, mate, will you do me a favour, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to fade this music back up and put your mic down whilst you just lower your mic so you don't have to stretch into it, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. Right, you're back with us.
Hi.
Is that any better? You look like your neck was straining.
I don't know why I made it so high. I thought, well, I do, because it was a conscious decision. I was like, I'll make it high and then I'll sit up straight, because I thought I didn't want to slouch for 2 hours. But in the end, it just was hurting
my
neck.
Like, you're getting neck strain, yeah.
Yeah, it was hurting my neck a bit.
Can't be comfortable.
Well, I've been told I slouch.
What do you mean? It doesn't matter. You're on the radio, not on TV. It's fine to slouch in here.
I know, but what if I'm on telly one day? Which I will be.
Well, let's hope so, but...
Thank you.
You don't need to worry about slouching in this studio. I'm not going to tell you off.
Yeah, but it's a bad habit to get into, isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
I want to walk tall. I don't want to slouch.
I know, but slouching is something you only do sitting, not walking. You can't walk and slouch, can
you? That's more of a hunch when you
walk.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
But are they not the same thing, Sam?
You certainly don't want to hunch when you walk, because that is something that I thought was exclusive to women over a certain age, and men over a certain age. That's just what the human body does.
Mm-hmm. It gets tired from the top down.
Yeah, you know, the same way I grow taller, my nan will continue to get shorter.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. She doesn't mind me saying that, because that's what comes out of her mouth. Like, she may tell me I'm getting taller, but newsflash, Nan, I'm 22 now. I stopped growing 4 years ago. That is you getting shorter.
Have you not grown for 4 years?
Well, I think so.
I'm
now 22.
Point. Yeah, I guess I feel like I have.
You've grown?
I feel like I've grown.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, like, my body shape has fluctuated in that time.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like I've grown upwards. I feel like
have
I've grown
really?
Upwards since I last saw you.
Well, that's the sort of thing that your body is capable of, because so much happens in your life.
It's true. I'm a busy gal.
I genuinely thought to myself this morning, because we did a bit of a text conversation, like, what the hell are we going to talk about?
Yeah, you texted me, I was like, oh, go away. And
is
you
that...
did text me, be like, oh, can I call you? And I was like, oh, if you want to.
You made it, there was an excuse. As soon as I said, can I call you? You said,
like,
okay, but I haven't thought about it anything yet. As if to say, I'm getting out of it.
It's because I was in my pyjamas watching Strictly.
Okay, no, that's fine, because I was in my pyjamas watching a film, so it's fine.
Why did you want to call me during a film? Hang on, sorry. You were watching a film?
Yes, it's not the sort of, it's not your sort
Why
of film.
Why were you watching a film?
It was The Class of 92.
Oh, okay.
Which is about football,
isn't
it?
Yeah, I know, it's a good film.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't get all the way through it.
Okay.
What happened in the end was my flatmate and her girlfriend came down and then started making breakfast and were too much noise, so I thought, give up, I'll watch the end another time.
Mm-hmm.
My flatmate's girlfriend started crying at it.
Really?
Little did I know, she's a massive Man United fan. And she's slightly older than me, so the class of 92, much bigger deal for her than they were for me, because I was like, well, I wasn't even born.
You were born in 93, weren't you?
Correct. So as much as I admire David Beckham, Nicky Butt and all the rest of them.
Yeah, but.
Right, come on. What's wrong with that?
But.
Don't do this. He's had this all his career, right?
But. Right. Has he been the butt of all the jokes?
Come on now. And maybe I should have just said Paul Scholes instead of Nicky Butt. I could have used any of the
but,
six of them.
But
I've said Nicky Butt's name. Anyway, let's move on from Nicky Butt.
Hey, your name's nearly Sam Butt.
Do you know that's a new one, actually?
With Sam
there's
Butt.
A lot you can do with Hutt, but taking it to Butt.
It sounds even better in your accent.
Butt.
Butt.
Yeah. Are we really doing this?
Sam, but...
8 minutes past six, and that's where we're at.
I'm just giving the people what they want to hear.
No, you're not.
All right.
Are you really?
But...
All football fans out there, real weird, be like, come on now. Nicky's had it all his career. He doesn't need it from you as well, Lucy. Particularly as you're our sports reporter.
It's true, and I should take the sports very seriously as I'm a very highly trained sports correspondent.
That's right. So let's keep it that way.
Fact.
Let's move on.
Oh no,
right?
It's going. It was inevitable. It was going to happen.
Okay. One of the things we talked about earlier on today, when I was watching my film and me and Lucy had this text conversation about what the hell we're going to do with this show, one of the things that was said was, my voice is going, right? I didn't say that. Lucy, you said that.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Right, okay, you're back now.
Hello.
Okay, well, you're going too far. That's like your radio, I don't know. You sound like you're not for this station, certainly.
Why not?
I don't know, it's a bit Radio 4, isn't it?
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. Yeah. I'm Luciana Gray.
Right,
and this
on
is Sam Butt.
There's no continuity announcement on FUBAR Radio, right? If someone really wants to stay here for hours on end, talking about the shows we've got coming up, you can do it, but I tell you, it's not going to be the best pay. It's not going to be Radio 4 pay, is it?
True.
So don't be doing your Radio 4 voice on here.
All right, it's a waste of my time, isn't it?
Because
it's quite a lot of effort. I have to concentrate to do my Radio 4 voice.
If you're going to say stuff like taking the mic out of Nicky Butt, I think it's pointless.
Nicky Butt.
Okay, that's quite funny, right?
Nicky Butt.
Maybe do that voice for your sports report later on.
Maybe I will, Sam Butt.
Right, well, there you are then. I'll hold you to that.
Thanks.
Providing your voice makes it all the way.
Oh, I mean, that's a tall order. It's pretty crackly at the moment.
Should we do voice updates throughout the show, do you think?
Yeah, at the moment we're rocking at a pretty bad four.
Okay, a pretty bad four.
Yeah.
What's the scale?
0 to 10.
Okay, right, so 10 is the maximum. 10's where my voice is at.
Yeah, 10, that's like opera singer, amazing voice. And then 1, you can't hear me.
Okay, so you're a mute 1.
Yep.
Well, I suppose mute would be 0, wouldn't it?
Yeah, true, that makes more sense.
At 1, you're just prone to whispering. But hopefully, we will, you know, see this show out with you at least at 4.
Woohoo!
Do we need to do any kind of, like, special voice coaching
things? Do you know any warm-ups?
I mean, I've only seen what they do on The X Factor and
shows they do warm-ups on The X Factor?
Well, yeah, you should have seen it last night.
Is The X Factor on at the moment?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
First live show yesterday.
It's all about Strictly.
Is it all about Strictly for you?
It's all about Strictly.
Okay, well, maybe we'll get to this later on. Right?
Okay.
But they do certain things with the voice.
Yeah.
Like, la 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 la. Yeah, things like that.
Can we clip that and that be every time I get a text, is you doing that?
La 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 la.
If only you guys could see the little hand gesture he does with it emphasise the final la's. But it's kind of like a bad boy rapper hand, like a yeah, come on.
Oh, isn't my hand just going where my voice is going? Yeah, I'm just going up and down my voice.
Yes, but your hand's in like a little gun.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like a flat hand, like a, you know, classical conductor or something. It's a little gun.
The hand movement was like I just shut the club down with my la 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 la. Shut down. Does it work?
Yeah, I think people would leave the club if that came on.
But you're the one who needs to do it. I don't need to be doing la 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 la.
Yeah, I do.
Go on, let's hear it. No. You strike me as someone who thinks they can sing as well.
No, right, I have a thing about this, because I should be able to sing.
What do you mean you should be able to sing?
I'm the kind
no one
of
has a divine right who could, to sing.
I feel like I should. I'm the kind of person that should sing.
Yes,
I'm
you
loud,
do strike me as
I'm
a singer.
I'm cocky, I like people to pay attention to me.
Yeah.
But I can't sing.
There's also, because you look like talking so much, I also think there's a thing of like people who like to talk so much.
Yeah, but you
there's
like to talk a lot and you can't sing.
I would say I'm shyer than you. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, but...
In social situations,
but not in, like, the radio world.
I don't know. Well, that makes me... What I'm saying is that makes me a non-singer. If you're happy to go into a pub and speak to anyone in there, you're prone to also doing karaoke, is what I'm saying. I'm the guy who sits in the corner of the pub, I ain't doing karaoke.
Never done karaoke.
Well, that shocks me.
I know, right? This is what I mean. I'm exactly the kind of person that should be doing that kind of thing. But I just can't sing. And I'm kind of musical-ish.
Yes, yeah.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
But, like, I just can't sing.
Okay.
The only thing I could do is Kanye's rap from American Boy. That is it.
Have we tried to test that out on the show?
I don't know. I don't think
we
so.
We are definitely doing that later. Absolutely. Because I said you look like a singer, but you're a rapper, in fact.
I mean, obviously I'm a rapper. I ooze the rap. Let's do...